I remember when before we started being guys that really made a lot of music, or even we just wanted to. We just had a desire to. It just kind of interested us. It wasn't a big thing, but it just was interesting to us. And I remember going to a music store or being around and looking at catalogs, and they had these machines. And my things were drums, so I had a machine that played drums, a drum machine. And I saw it in the book, and I didn't have a clue about it. I would see it, and I would just be in awe. Wow, that things look so complicated. But I heard what it would do. Somebody demonstration, the thing would play, and it would do all these amazing things that you could punch buttons, and you just hit play, and it would be this little beat of box like this, and it'd make all these drum sounds and rhythms and stuff. And I would look at the things like, man, how did they do that? I just can't imagine being able to do that. And then one day, Daddy bought us one. And all of that thought, all those thoughts I had of I don't know, was out the window, because I wanted it so bad. I eat, sleep, and breathe that drum machine. I didn't have a clue what to do, but I kept my eyes on it. I kept my hands on it. I didn't know what I was doing when I pressed that button, but I would press it anyway. And before long, I could work that thing with my eyes closed, because that's all I did. I'd go to class, and I'd be dreaming up beats. I mean, I'd just be thinking of things to do on the drum machine, because that's all I did. I was pressing forward. Same thing with the sound system. I didn't have a clue when I started. I was pretty young. But I didn't know what none of that stuff was. I'd see that board. People would come up to the sound booth now, and they'd be like, man, how you know what all those knobs are? I remember a time when I didn't know. But I was interested in it, and plus church needed it. But I, more than church needed it, I wanted it. And all those knobs just looked like knobs, but I stare at them. They had these little symbols beside them that just looked like marks. I didn't have a clue what they were. But between me staring at it and me reading a little bit and me watching whoever I could get around to watch who knew what they were doing, and the Holy Spirit was talking to me. I remember staring at the board sometimes, and the Holy Spirit would be like, that letter right there means left. That little notch right there means four. I mean, that little symbol means decibels. I mean, the knowledge of it would just come into my head. That cord is plugged up to that hole because it makes the sound go to that other machine. That machine there is a compressor. I mean, I didn't know what a compressor was, but anyways, long story short, I pressed and pressed and pressed. And after years and years and years, I could run that booth with my eyes closed. I mean, I ran it so much, and I had stuff reconfigured and moved around, and it was working that way so long. One day I went back and I didn't remember doing it that way. Didn't know why I did it that way. But I was like, man, that works great. I don't know. I don't remember doing that, but yeah, I must be a. Yeah, but anyways. let's do some more relatable examples. I mean, Daddy always used a driving example. Everybody knows. Everybody was at some point that everybody in here that knows how to drive, there was some point you did not know how to drive. But you wanted to. And you wanted too bad. Most of us wanted too bad. And you kept. And you kept on. And kept on. And now, you can drive with your eyes closed. You can drive while you're operating your phone, even though you ain't supposed to. But you can. You can drive while you're eating. You shouldn't do that either. But you can. But there was a time you couldn't drive with both hands on the steering wheel, with the steering wheel scooted up to your lap. So your current occupation, let's talk about that. I'll just say that for a minute. Whatever you do for a living, there was a time you was brand new to it, and lack of better terminology, you sucked at it. But now you've been doing it for years and years, and now you do it without even thinking about it. You can sit there and do your occupation, and you'll have your mind on left field, but your hands are automatic. You're just doing what you're doing. If that's your occupation, if hands is your occupation. But anyways, you pressed and you pressed until you obtained it. And the other thing about it is, after you obtained it and you were good at it, you kept doing it, and it got even easier and easier and easier. You got better and better. So let's go over some of, let's see. So let's talk about some things that we need to forget, some old ways. All right, let's go to, let's do Proverbs 3 and 5. Well, let's go to Proverbs 3. Let's just do that now. Figure out what we got to do here. Y'all bear with me, because this is one of them things I was talking about a while ago. You kind of new at it, but you all right at it, but you ain't just wonderful. See, Daddy been doing it for longer than I've been alive, so he gets up here and he's just wham, 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 wham. And I listen to Pastor Tracy, and it's like trying to drink water out of a fire hose. It's just, he just blasts you with the word so much, and it's so much, and it's so good, but you can't drink it all. But, and then you have me. I'm all right. But y'all got to bear with me, but I'm going to give you the word. I'm going to give you what the Lord tells me to say. So verse 3, Proverbs 3 and 5. I told Daddy one time about this last minute stuff. So he's so used to just being able to do it. You know, I told him I need, you can tell me back in June, and I'll be ready by October, you know. He ain't listened to me yet. He think Monday and June is the same thing. It is not. All right. So verse 3 reads, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." The part we need to forget is lean not. Lean not to thy own understanding. How many times have we done that as well as we know the word? I mean, I could spend the rest of the night talking about this, and y'all could all join in. Like, we could go around the room, and we could be here for 4 hours, and everybody can tell me about, well, is this one time? I know the word says, lean not to my own understanding, but this is what I did, and I found out it was wrong. I could run over examples and stuff, and I had every intention on doing so, but like I said before, I'm here to get you to think. I want you to play back in your head times where you said, Lord, or you didn't say Lord, you said me. I got this certain thing to do, and this is what I'm going to handle it. And then you'd be like, well, if I do that, that's not going to work. So let me try this over here. And then you say, well, I don't like the way that's going to work out either. I don't know what I'm going to do. How many times have we done that? About a bunch of stuff. And let's get down to where we at. So let's get down to what's not where we at, what's pretty common, what has been pretty common in the past. Man, why my phone bill so high, you know? who ran all that water, you know? they want their money paid by this day, and I only get paid by that day. How many times have we done these things? I mean, just be honest, some of us were doing that yesterday, and then some of us were doing that last week. So we have to forget that leaning to our own understanding. And we have to remember that the Lord says in Matthew chapter 6, we have to seek kingdom of God first. That's what we seek first. It says on in there that all these things will be added to it. Actually, it tells us, and also tells us in Mark, that we have what we say, and then also tells us, the Bible also tells us that God is there to provide all we need. I mean, we could go on and on and on. We got all these scriptures that tell us these things, that we shouldn't have these concerns, we shouldn't spend our time with these things, but yet and still, we have to remember to forget those things. We have to remember to forget that we got to pay this by this day, even though we only have this much on this day. You got to forget that. We can't, I heard Creflo say, whatever you point your focus to, whatever you focus on, that's what you're giving the strength to. So if you're focusing on that trouble, you're thinking about that need, you're thinking about that ailment, that sickness, you're thinking about that problem with the family member, you're thinking about the scuffle with the coworker, it's whatever your problem is. Or it ain't got to be a problem. You could just be like me right now. I'm dreaming of another rifle. You know, I got my gun collection, but it needs one more. And my gun collection needs a few more. And so it could be just something you want. You just really want that pair of shoes. Why are we always use shoes for references? But I ain't know. But anyways,